At the Clean Cities Congress and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona, the executive director for the Alternative Fuel Vehicle Institute is Anna Lloyd Thomason. And Anna Lloyd, I'd like, first of all, to get to know you a little bit better and have you tell us about yourself, your background, how you got involved with this business.
I started, Chuck, in the natural gas utility business in about 1986. I left the utility company that I was working for, and my husband and I started a little alternative fuel consulting business. And at that time, we worked strictly with natural gas because it was just about the only alternative fuel that was around at that time. We did a little bit of consulting work, not with any idea that we would actually create a business. And about 8 months later, we looked at each other and said, hey, maybe there's a real business here. So we created a corporation, and away we went.
And that is something that has evolved into AFVI then?
That's true. We actually have three different companies, and we continue to do just natural gas up until about 5 years ago. And we realized that our focus was too narrow and that we needed to expand into all the alternative fuels. So we had a vision for AFVI, but we had no idea what it should be. So we went ahead, created the company, created the website, put up some information, started to offer, you know, some training services, but we had no idea then that we would be doing this conference now.
Well, let's talk about the conference itself. It is something that's been going on for a number of years. I think it might be interesting to get a little bit of perspective on where it's come from and to what type of conference it is today.
About 3 years ago, a couple of folks from the Department of Energy came to me and said, we are going to lose this conference, basically, if we don't privatize it. And they said, you've been doing conferences for several years, and asked me if I would be interested in doing it. And the first thing I asked them was, I'd like to see the income statements, because conferences generally are not very profitable. So I looked at the income statement. They were at least breaking even. I said, okay, let's give it a whirl. And so we've taken the conference then in the last 2 years from being a government-oriented conference, really focused on mostly government employees and the stakeholders of the local Clean Cities coalitions, to this year, as you know, being focused very hard on fleets.
So looking at this year's conference, how would you describe how it's going and how it has evolved from previous ones?
It's going even better than we expected. We have a large attendance. One of the best things that we've seen is a huge media interest in the conference this year, which we have never had before. We have had to beg media, and we usually get maybe local trade publications or trade publications and maybe some local newspapers, but nothing like the coverage that we've had here so far. One of the other differences is that it's evolved into a conference that's really focused on fleets and targeting fleets, not so much the government folks who have kind of started this conference as it began.
I've seen here a number of other groups that are involved in the alternative fuels industry, like, you know, the biodiesel folks and propane. How is your relationship with groups that are involved in some specific fuel types, and where do you see things moving as we go forward in this business?
We have a very good relationship with all of the fuel groups. That's very important to us. They each have their own conferences every year, but we work our relationship with them because we are the only conference where a fleet manager can come and see all the fuels, all the vehicles, under one roof. And the fuel suppliers and the vehicle suppliers are very happy about that.
So looking out into the future then now, I know we don't have the announcement yet on where the conference will be next year, but you know, what do you think looking forward?
We are looking forward to increased participation, I believe, just because with gasoline at $3 and something a gallon, more and more fleets are starting to really take a serious look at alternative fuels. And I think the media coverage that we got this year will really bump up our sponsors, our exhibitors, our participants, because it's a growing market. It's a growing concern in this country.
Is there anything else about the Congress itself or AFVI that you'd like people to know?
AFVI is a pretty small little organization. We have about 6 staff members, and we put this entire conference together. We enjoy doing it. I've been doing this now. This will be my 18th year to be involved in alternative fuels and alt-fuel conferences. And we do it because we're passionate about it, not necessarily because we get rich doing it.
Well, thank you very much, Anna Lloyd Thomason, who is the Executive Director for the Alternative Fuel Vehicle Institute and one of our sponsors for the coverage of the Clean Cities Congress. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.